You're with Big Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ.
Good evening and welcome to the Big Z Sports Extra Point Show, presented by Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance. Tonight, the guys will recap last week's games, discuss the season, and talk with area coaches and players. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by TMK Valley Propane, Dr. Nathan Springer DDS, and Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance.
Welcome into the Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance Big Z Sports Extra Point Show. It is Eric McElroy and Joe Geffler. Joe, we have a full house and a big show planned tonight.
Huge show, big show. Lots of guests here tonight. Not a typical Big Z Sports Extra Point presented by Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance. We are Quaker powered tonight.
Quaker powered.
And first, we start off with the football team. Head coach Matt Dennison and his captains are in the house. All but one. Four of the five captains are here: Baron May, Sam Zemus, Brandon Weekly, Noah Fulp, and Mac Bauer is not here tonight. But four of his five captains are here. And of course, at the end of the show, we're going to welcome in the undefeated volleyball power.
15-0,
41-4 in sets. That's crazy to think about. They haven't been beat this year. They're 15-0. The Lady Quakers volleyball team and Carla Pry will be here. Excuse me. And some of her team will be here as well. So we'll talk a little volleyball towards the end of the show tonight.
If you guys also want to see the Quakers live in studio, you can do that. We'll be on Facebook Live a little bit later. Facebook and Twitter, it's WTUZ, Big Z Sports, and then at Big underscore Z Sports. Text line, 330-339-9399. If you have a question for any coaches or players tonight, fire away. We will see if we can get to it. And then we're streaming all the time online at WTUZ.com.
Yeah, we're going to run down week five, recap that a little bit, and then we'll get with Coach Dennison here in the next segment. But coming up, guys, big game we'll talk about next segment, though, as well. New Philadelphia, they knocked off Canton Central Catholic. What a weird Friday night we had. I mean, it was a long night. Games got started two and a half hours behind normal schedule. Due to the weather, I think the teams are smart about it. Some teams in area even postponed knowing that the weather was coming and said, hey, we're not going to start till 8:30, 9 o'clock, and some of them even got pushed back past that. But the first game, New Philadelphia knocked off Canton Central Catholic 38-21 behind Baron May, who was our Harrison Auto Parts Player of the Week last week with five total touchdowns. And a big game for Baron, a big game for the Quakers.
Yeah, he had 245 rushing yards, 161 passing. Of course, we'll talk more about this game later on. We won't dive too much into it right now. Another game, Joe, on Friday. It was a swamp down there in Midvale at Kelly Field. Indian Valley over Buckeye Trail, 50-6. That was the final score. Indian Valley putting up 38 first-half points, and then they just coasted, Joe, there in the second half.
They did, and when New Philadelphia, they got on a roll, Indian Valley, if you can't stop them, it's because their trenches are, they're working hard in the trenches in the offensive line, and Matt Lancaster hit on that in the postgame.
Starts with the offensive line up front. Had a good night again tonight. Kate Williams is our quarterback. He just does a great job. He's poised. He's a great leader. He makes good decisions with football. And Caden Hofstetler, I can't say enough about the type of running back he is. But he's elusive. He runs hard. He takes care of the football. And he had another good night.
Yeah, he had a huge night. Of course, Hostetler had a couple rushing touchdowns, 14 carries, 148 yards. Quarterback Cade Williams, efficient and very balanced, 110 passing yards, 57 rushing yards, both a touchdown through the air and on the ground.
That's what the Indian Valley quarterback does all the time. He's efficient. He's balanced 100 to 150 a game and usually gets around 100 on the ground as well, a couple touchdowns each way. But Cade Williams does great things for Indian Valley. Of course, Caden Hostetler there as well with the running game. Next game we're going to talk about is the Dover Tornadoes. They knocked off Talmadge 42-8. Big story out of this game, Dan Ift with his 200th career victory. Congratulations to Dan. That was a big win for Dover coming in. They're now 4-1 on the season going into week six. Big game this week down at Steubenville. But the big story, like I said, Dan Ift's 200th win.
Yeah, and we all know Dover likes to spread people out, throw the football around. The story of the year, though, has been their running game, and they really dominated up front against Talmadge. They had 24 carries, 146 rushing yards. Kyler Folkert had 83 of them. O'Shea Williams had 75 receiving yards and a touchdown. Also, a Nathan Ravine Jules Freeman had a couple receiving touchdowns. Oh, yeah, we mentioned Alex Ayer. He only had 6 total touchdowns in that game.
A good game for the Wright State baseball commit now. No longer with Missouri. He's with Wright State now, going to go play baseball. But
Alex thinks Ayer, it's the right move. Yes, See what I did there with Wright State.
That was very good. Right. Next game, we're going to talk about the Sandy Valley Cardinals. They hammer Claymont 42-8 in the rain and the mud. And Sandy Valley playing good football, man. 4-1 on the year. Only lost to Indian Valley. And we talked to Brian Gamble in the post game. He talked on how good his offense is.
Our offense was our guys made big plays tonight again. Cameron was able to shoot the football again, and we were able to make big plays, and our guys were able to sustain some blocks, and we were able to run the football a little bit, and overall, it was pretty good offensively.
Yeah, listen, when you score 35 points in the opening quarter, I'd say it's a pretty good night offensively. And listen, after that, they kind of just coasted throughout the rest of the game. Even some younger guys got to play. But I was kind of surprised they came out that hot, Joe, after the whole delay. We know the weather on Friday. Sandy Valley still came out hot, ready to play, and credit the coaching staff.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know it's got to be hard for coaches to kind of keep their kids under wraps under a delay. You know, we'll talk to Coach Dennison about that coming up in a little bit. But, you know, getting your players to keep that energy going but not wear themselves out worrying about the weather and when they're going to get out there, but have that energy ready when the game does kick off, even if it is two and a half hours late. We all know Claymont's down a little bit, new coach. But Sandy Valley's playing really good football. To go down to Claymont to score 42 on them and get out of there with a big 42-8 win, that's saying something for Sandy Valley.
Yeah, and Coach, in that sound, mentioned Cameron Blair, how he is such a good distributor of the football. 3 passing touchdowns, 2 rushing touchdowns on Friday.
Absolutely. Next game, we're going to talk about the Garaway Pirates. They shut out Malvern in a shortened game due to weather.
Game,
28-0. Garaway was playing well. The weather was not cooperating out on the hill in Sugar Creek, and Jason Wallach was not happy that the game was canceled.
Understatement.
Very frustrating evening, honestly, when all the other schools around us were playing, and you know, it was out of our hands, and they wouldn't let us start. So, but you know what, our kids handled adversity very well. We came out, set the tone early. You know, we're able to drive on all but one, or score on all but one drive, and then here in the third quarter, evidently they saw lightning somewhere, although we're sitting there looking at stars and the moon. But again, those are things that are out of our hands, and we'll take it. We'll take the win. We came out healthy, and that was the key tonight.
For the game was called, though, Dawson Lay, quarterback. He was dominant, 146 passing yards, also 12 carries, 95 yards, and a touchdown. He did have a touchdown pass to Peyton Miller as well.
Absolutely, Garaway with a big game this week. We'll talk about week 6 coming up in just a little bit. Marlington, they got past Carrollton 7-6. What a defensive game that was. Carrollton scored late.
Every week with Carrollton.
Bad snap cost them the game, and yeah. Carrollton missed the extra point, and Marlington went on to win 7-6. And it seems like every week we talk about Carrollton's defense, and we talked to Coach Phil Morrow after the game, and he said that the extra point was the reason they lost.
And unfortunately, just didn't get a good snap and a good hold, and you know, kind of messed up the whole timing. But couldn't be proud of our guys. It's a good football team. You know, their quarterback can really spin it. CJ Griner played. You know, they've got a nice team. You know, we knew going into it, it was going to be a heck of a battle, and that's what it was.
And Tegan Moan had that touchdown run late, Joe, to get Carrollton on the board. He ended up with 106 rushing yards. Get this, Carrollton on the ground in this game outgained Marlington 217-105, but through the air, Marlington 185, Carrollton 16 passing yards.
Yeah,
it's not enough big plays.
It's not. You got a team that can play really good defense in Carrollton, still trying to learn their passing game a little bit. They can run the ball, but getting the ball through the air.
They've had some key injuries here and there.
You know,
too.
Tegan wasn't supposed to play quarterback this year, so we'll see what happens with Carrollton. Their schedule gets quite a bit tougher the next 5 weeks.
Someone who is supposed to play quarterback this year, that's Alex Price for Tuscarawas Central Catholic. Joe, 256 passing yards, 2 touchdowns as TCC beat Newcomerstown 21-14. Believe it or not, Newcomerstown was up 14-7 after the first, and this game was tied 14 all at halftime.
It was, and TCC and Newcomerstown were in a battle all night long.
Yeah.
Weather, and talking to Coach Cummings after the game, he talked how big Alex Price was in the game.
Alex Price does a tremendous job of managing the game. He does a tremendous job at managing a short game. We get frustrated because we miss some opportunities up the field. Alex does a great job for us. You know, Ryan Dick does a good job for us. But we got some receivers on the outside are pretty good. You know, Jake Miller had to have a big night. I ain't sure what his numbers were, but they had to be really big.
Coach Cummings brought up Ryan Dick right there. He had 43 rushing yards and a touchdown, 46 receiving yards and a touchdown. Nice all-around game for him.
Yeah, absolutely. And a big win for TCC. They needed that win to get some more momentum to go into the second half of the season. Newcomerstown, we've talked about them the last couple of weeks. They're getting closer and closer.
Yeah,
first couple of weeks, they were beat pretty good. But, man, they've really come around, started scoring some points. And they're in games right now.
They are in games, and they can rack up a bunch of yards on the ground. They had 248 rushing yards against TCC on Friday. Problem is, and now Newcomerstown gets into the tougher part of their schedule. I was hoping they could pick up a win or two before IVC play, and it's only going to get tougher, Joe.
Yeah, they have Ridgewood on the horizon, Indian Valley, Garaway. Those are the three teams in the IVC that are running things right now, but we'll see what happens with Newcomerstown the rest of the way. West Holmes, they knock off Madison Comprehensive 68-13. That was the first game completed on Friday night. We actually
the first one's maybe started.
Yeah, absolutely. The storm started there, and it came this way.
Yeah.
But we talked to Zach Gardner in our halftime show, believe it or not, on Friday night. So we talked to Zach, and he said they had a good mindset during the game.
Our kids are really focused. You know, it was homecoming, and we had the weather delay, and our kids kept a great mental attitude. And they came out, and they took care of business from the word go, and got to play a lot of young guys and see a lot of success against their varsity football team. Two quarterbacks, two young quarterbacks came in and played really well, and our young guys played well. And we're just real excited about the present and the future of our program.
And I tell you what, Kale OG in that game was Chris Kale's hats off award winner. He had two rushing touchdowns, 10 carries, 85 yards. Coach also explained, listen, this team is extremely deep on offense.
Here we've got the athletes to be balanced. I mean, I've got 5-6 guys that I feel very confident if it's a third down, you know, that they're going to run the right route and they're going to make the catch. I have two running backs and now three. We had a junior emerge that stepped up. Three guys who we feel very confident to give carries to in an important situation, in a game that we trust to carry the ball and have the ability to make big plays. So, you know, we're just really excited about the offense that we're building, and we like spreading the ball around, and we like being balanced.
And they were balanced on Friday. 27 points in the first quarter, 27 then in the second quarter.
Yeah, West Holmes playing really good football right now. Real tough game this week on the road at Worcester. We'll get into that coming up
could
towards the end of the. It could
one.
Be. We'll have that game covered for you as well this Friday night. And one of the last games we're going to talk about, Ridgewood. They knocked off Strasburg 49-0. We talked to John Slusser after the game. He was real happy with the win, but he knows the season's going to get tougher.
We were able to win the line of scrimmage for the most part. Caden did a good job of running downhill, and we did a nice job up front. Got on them early and kind of rode it out from there.
Yeah, and listen, they did kind of win that game in the trenches too, and you know their season's going to get a lot tougher. Caden Smith had three rushing touchdowns. He was my hats off award winner on Friday night. Gabe Tingle, quarterback, one rushing touchdown, a passing touchdown. That went to Connor Kunze. He also had 125 passing yards, did Gabe Tingle. So, listen, that may have been Ridgewood's most impressive performance on the year, and they'll need that momentum as they roll on.
Yeah, the next couple weeks, Indian Valley at home, and then they travel to Garaway. So we'll see if the last 5 weeks have helped Ridgewood or hurt Ridgewood, but Coach Lusser knows it's going to get a lot tougher.
Yeah, and here's that first one you wanted, Jim.
Well, you know, there's only so much you can do for that long a time. So, you know, we kind of tell the kids, take off their pads and just relax and have fun and, you know, just worry about it when we get the half-hour warning. Now, you know what? It was a good win for our kids. We played every kid on the roster tonight, and everybody went in and did a good job. We know this. Our season gets real the next few weeks. You know, we're going to take a big upgrade in scheduling. And they're a machine right now. You know, that group they got is so good, and they're so well coached. So, we know what we've got, and then we've got the Pirates after that. So, you know, it's going to get real around here the next few weeks and find out what we're made of a little bit.
He's such a humble guy.
He is a humble guy, but, you know, at least he's off the ledge a little bit over the last couple of weeks. But, you know, Ridgewood, again, big win over Strasburg last Friday night. Again, they will take on Indian Valley this coming week. They host the Braves down there in West Lafayette.
Yeah, another close game, a one-point margin. Tuskegee Valley, Joe, fell to East Canton 17-18. Tusky Valley outplayed East Canton really in every facet of this game. They outgained them 327 total yards to 151. Just a couple of mistakes here. Really, the big difference in the game was a 70-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown that East Canton had in that game.
And a block punt or a block field goal at the end of the game.
41-yard field goal attempt.
And so that would have won the game, but it was blocked. East Canton special teams come up big on special teams to knock off Tusky Valley. But hats off to Chad Wallach and those coaches up there for the way, for one, Tusky Valley has been playing the last 3 or 4 weeks. Playing good football. They took a loss here and they took a loss at Sandy Valley, but it's not indicative of how they played in either of those games. And they played a really good game against Strasburg that you heard right here on Z Country. So Tusky Valley is a team that if you know they can continue to play well and continue to take this momentum with them, they should finish the season strong. Last game, Bridgeport knocked off Conotton Valley 40-14 in week 5. We'll go over week 6 coming up here in a little bit, but we're going to take a quick timeout, come back. We're going to welcome in Matt Dennison, head football coach of the New Philadelphia Quakers, after this on Z Country 99.9.
You're listening to the Big Z Sports Show live from the Parkway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Studios.
Welcome back into the Big Z Sports Extra Point, presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance, Joe Geckler, and Eric McRoy. We are live in the Parkway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Studios, and we're happy to welcome in New Philadelphia head football coach Matt Dennison. Coach, first of all, it's been a few weeks since we've been able to talk to you, but congratulations on the big win last week. Let's rewind a little bit and talk about the first part of the season. We're halfway through. We're sitting at 2-3 right now. Week one you had at home. Then you finally go on the road for 3 straight games and you come back home. How do you keep your team focused as many on football itself, but going on the road so much? I mean, how difficult is that?
It was a challenge. We got that first week one game, and that, the thing that got us that was a struggle was the amount of unknown opponents. We've never played Turpin. We hadn't played Ravenna. We played St. Charles last year, but they have a new coaching staff. So that made it, I think that was the tougher part more so than the amount of road trips. Now, the other thing is the road trips weren't short. They were all good, good travel, minus Northwest, which has been a good place for us.
Sure. Absolutely. And, you talk about that Turpin. That was a 34-14 loss, which I think we all were shocked about that loss. I mean, I grew up knowing about Turpin, but people up here are like, oh, who's Turpin? They weren't very good, but they're traditionally a really good football team. They're 3-2 on the season now, halfway through. You mentioned Ravenna. You went up there. Tough place to play. Blue turf, if I remember right.
Yeah, they have
blue turf. And then Northwest, you got a big win there, 21-20. Talk about that game for us a little bit.
Oh, that game, we were 0-2, and that's not something that's normal for us. And the thing is, we came in, we're starting a lot of young kids. We only have 3 seniors that play much on Friday nights, and they're starting 9 of our positions. Our sophomores starting, the rest are juniors, and the 3 seniors. So we thought we could get by without exposing the youth, without looking like a young team, and we weren't able to do that because the quality of our opponents were so good week 1 and 2. And then we got to week 3 and we got to an opponent we knew we're comfortable with, and our guys that had been on the field last year knew what to expect when we played those guys. So that was a good win for us. We persevered. We had a bad first half there, and we came out the second half and beat them in the second half, which was big for us. And then holding on at the end, and the best part of the night, and really I think was a big point for us this season so far, was we got the ball up 1 with 5 minutes to go and we ran the clock out.
Yeah, that's a sign of a team maturing a little bit there, Coach. You mentioned the youth, though, on this team, only a few seniors getting valuable playing time. How would you describe maybe the slow starts in that game? Is that a youth thing? Because through some of these games, you have to start a little bit slow in the first half.
Yeah, I think that has to do with a youth thing. I think, a little uncertainty. We weren't playing with much confidence. We're back to playing with some confidence now, which is great. Last week we came out and we attacked a little bit more. And I think it's a comfort level, getting into the season, getting playing time, getting valuable quarters for all of our kids. I think that was big for us. And, you know, there were no weeks off. We wanted to get out. You know, realistically, we wanted to get out. We were hoping for 4-1, getting out 4-1. You know, we would have been happy with 3-2. So, you know, we got to scramble a little bit now, and every game's important to us now.
Real quick, if you can take us inside the locker room for a moment. That Northwest game, you're down 14-7 at halftime. And in danger of going 0-3, what are you saying to the kids at the half before you go out and really dominate the second half of that game?
Well, I mean, a lot of that was the fact that everything was self-inflicted to us. Mm-hmm. And you know, we talked about being able to handle prosperity, because every time something good happened to us, you know, we gave it away. You know, we started the game with a short field. They had a 15-yard penalty to start the game. They got an unsportsmanlike, and they were kicking, and you know, we fumbled the kickoff at the 50-yard line, and then we score a touchdown, and then we give up a 70-yard kickoff return. So, you know, just, you know, understanding when things go well, you know, build on that instead of taking it easy.
And to Baron May in that Northwest game, the first victory of the year, scored twice on touchdown runs also. Sam Zemus caught 6 balls for 114 yards, but your defense came up big. They had 3 interceptions in that game.
Yeah, we've been really hawking the ball very well. We're on pace for possibly 20 interceptions this year.
Wow.
You know, we have 9 through the first 5 games, and you know, our kids ball hawk pretty well. Our defensive line has been getting a good pass rush, and you know, I think now playing aggressively like we did last week, and being aggressive by scheme more so than by nature, because the being aggressive by scheme, I think, is even going to help that out.
You know, with Baron being a 2-year starter now, really sophomore and junior year, but he played at the end of his freshman year, came in at the Dover game, and then in the playoff when you guys made the run. You know, how important has that development been for your young football team?
Oh, it's been great for us. You know, having him be the leader right there and have that experience is big for us. And you know, as he goes, we go. You know, and especially now, you know, we've changed up the offense a little bit. We've put it more on his back with the running game and the passing game, and a little more decision making. That's you know, he's a big part, and we want to put the game, and we think he can handle it.
It's head coach Matt Dennison from the New Philadelphia Quakers football team, athletic director over there in New Philadelphia as well. Hey, we're on Facebook Live too. You can see us as we're in here talking on the radio. Players will join us later on. After that win against Northwest, you fell at St. Charles of Columbus 41-21. But last week, coach, you told us off the air you think Canton Central Catholic was maybe the best team you played all year, and you beat them 38-21.
Yeah, coming into the game, you know, after that, St. Charles was a tough night. You know, that was, we just went down there and basically laid an egg. We didn't play well. We didn't play with much emotion, and, you know, everything that could go wrong did go wrong. So that was a tough night for us. And then to bounce back the way the kids did against Canton Central, because I'm looking at Kent, I wasn't raw. You know, we preached PMA in our program, and boy, going in that Saturday morning, I wasn't real positive. And then
that's positive mental attitude out there, folks.
That's right. So we, you know, our kids regrouped real well, but then I'm watching the Canton Central film, and I'm like, wow, I'm watching them play Strongsville tooth and nail, and then I'm watching them actually, you know, going to overtime against Perry, and mm-hmm. should have beat Perry. So I'm looking, boy, these guys are really good. Now, we liked our matchups. We liked what we saw. We knew we were going to give them something a little bit left-handed with the change in the offense, which we talked about for a couple weeks, the change in the defense a little bit. We had talked about a couple weeks. We had kind of started without the kids knowing, you know, getting some of the concepts in. And so it would be a good transition, and then, you know, we gave those guys that, and that we thought that helped us out a little bit. And I think just the way our kids played with confidence last week was really good.
Obviously, going into the second half of the season, now we mentioned 2-3 on the year. We start week 6 this week. For one, has the goals changed for your program? And also, what is the mindset as you go into the second half of the season?
Well, the mindset, we feel pretty good. Believe it or not, we're sitting at 2-3. We feel very good because we think we righted the ship. We think we came back from what could have been a tough, tough year. And last week, we made steps in the right directions in a big way. So, you know, we're in a, every week is a new season for us. And it's almost like we're in playoff football right now, because we got to win to survive.
Yeah. Of course, we're talking to head coach Matt Dennison, Big Z Sports Extra Point Show, presented by Michael Taylor Insurance and Financial, your local Allstate agency. In that game against Canton Central Catholic, Baron May, of course, we mentioned it earlier, accounted for 5 touchdowns. He was our Harrison Auto Parts Player of the Week. And real quick, Coach, back to that game in the second half. It was a slugfest in the first half, really. But you guys were able to run away with it there in the second half. And I think put up a season high in rushing yards, too, right? 290. If that wasn't a season high, excuse me, but how important was it to sort of control the game that way on the ground?
It's amazing. We go to an empty set and we run the ball for 300 yards.
A lot of that came from the legs of the QB.
Yeah, who would have thought? But you know what? What we were able to do is we were able to, at the end of the game, and what's really, I think, a big part of our offense, we're going to the empty stuff and we spread it out and we got the skill guys to make plays there, and it opens up run lanes, it opens up pass lanes. But we were able to throw a tight end there, get into one and two back, and get into 21 and 11 personnel and pound it there at the end. And that was something that's going to make us very hard to defend, because now you can't just say, hey, they're good at the empty stuff, let's focus on the empty stuff. Well, then we can get in the tight end stuff and
sure,
just give you some problems.
Last question, we'll go to break here real quick. We talked to you in a preview show back in the middle of August, and you were talking about your young offensive line and how you feel that they're going to be one of the best that you've ever had. How are they developed through the first 5 weeks?
Well, they're getting there. And that was, they've improved weekly. I think we put them in their comfort zone last week a little bit more than they had been, and we've got to their skill set where they're at right now last week offensively. And then it's amazing. We put them in the five wides, then we throw them in, we throw a tight end there and say we're going to pound it, and they block better than they had all year. And there's a lot of talent there. You know, we've got, you know, two sophomores and two juniors, and Noah Fulp as the center of it all as a senior. But you know, those guys have really matured and gotten better, and it showed last week. I mean, I don't think we gave up one sack. We go to empty and we don't give up a sack.
Awesome. Well, you're listening to Big Z Sports Extra Point, presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance, Joe Geckler, and Eric McElroy. Don't forget to like Big Z Sports on Facebook, WTUZ Big Z Sports, and follow us on Twitter at @Big_Z Sports. Coming up next segment, we'll talk with the Quaker captains, Baron May, Sam Zemas, Brandon Weekly, and Noah Fulp. You're listening to Big Z Sports Extra Point, presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance, on Z Country 99.9.
You're with Big Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ.
Back on the Big Z Sports Extra Point, presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance, Joe Geckler, and Eric McElroy. We're also on Facebook Live, WTUZ Big Z Sports. If you want to watch our next segment, we're going to welcome in the New Philadelphia Quaker captains, and Baron May, Brandon Weekly, Sam Zemas, and Noah Fulp, all in the room. I had to remember all those. And, of course, Mac Bauer not here tonight. I believe Mac is injured for the year. Am I right on that?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But a captain didn't make it in, but that's okay. We have four of them here in the studio. We're going to start right here with Baron. Introduce yourself, name, number, other sports you play.
Baron Baker May.
I'm Baron May, number two. I play quarterback, and other sports I play basketball and maybe track. I don't know.
Maybe.
Thinking about it. Yeah.
All right. Also, Brandon Weekly. Go ahead, man. Intro, name, number, all that stuff. Well, we know your name now, but go ahead.
Hi, I'm Brandon Weekly. I'm number 16. I play defensive end and tight end, and I also play baseball and basketball.
Number 16 is kind of a weird number for D end, right? But
yeah.
I guess tight end, it makes sense. What do you like more, offense, defense?
I like defense more. Just...
It's the whole hitting people thing,
yeah.
Right? Gotcha. I understand. Sam Zemas, what up, man? Number, you play any other sports? Go ahead.
I'm number 15. I play wide receiver and safety, and then I also run track.
All right, Noah, you're up. Introduce yourself, name, number, sports, position, all that stuff.
I'm Noah Fulp. I'm the right tackle and defensive tackle. Number 79, and I don't really play any other sports anymore.
So just football. All right, he's a football guy only. And we'll start right here with Baron May. Baron, obviously you're a junior. You've started for the last 2 years. You came in and at the end of your freshman year after, I think it was Logan that went down and got hurt in the Dover game. But you've been starting the last 2 years. What does it mean as a junior to be a captain for the Quaker football team?
It's just real nice to be a role model for the team and to really be that person that everyone looks at to be a prime example. And I like the pressure, especially being a quarterback and being a junior captain. Not many of those. And I'm real excited to be a captain this year. And I really like it. It means a lot.
Hey, now we'll go to Brandon real quick. I know the season, as it started so far through five games, 2-3, not the way you really wanted the season to start. But listen, Coach Dennison, he's still coaching you guys up. You guys aren't hanging your heads out there, right, Brandon?
No, we are picking ourselves up every single play. Like, if we make a good play, we all rally together, pick our teammates up, and if we make a bad play, we tell them, come on, get back at the next play. We got it.
Sam, listen, you guys have played some tough teams this year. How big was that win for you guys, though, last week?
It was great to get another win in for the season and help boost our confidence a little bit, and hopefully we can keep everything rolling.
What's the relationship like, the Peyton Manning, Marvin Harrison relationship with you and Baron May over here? Can you guys throw out patterns like in the dark with your eyes closed? I mean, is it that kind of bond right there?
We like to think we can.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. All right, well, hey, if you think you can, then maybe you will be able to one day. Hey, real quick now to Noah. Listen, you still have a lot of things out in front of you this year, Noah. Some things you still want to accomplish throughout the season. How do you want the season to end still, basically?
Well, the next couple of weeks, we got a couple big games. We got, obviously, Cambridge this week. Then after that week, we got Big Red, Steubenville. And that's going to be a tough game, no matter how you look at it. Then we round the season off with Marietta. Then, obviously, we those guys across the river, Dover.
You know, and we'll kind of wrap up with that question. I wanted to ask him about Dover. What's that game, Baron, kind of, we know what it means to the community and everything, but listen, that game's on another level. Not to look ahead, but what's that game mean to you, that Dover game?
It's huge, especially, like you said, with the community. It's huge rivalry, and means a lot to everyone. And it's just huge, and especially this year, if we do end up winning out, it will be the way that we can clinch to get into the playoffs, and it'll just be a huge huge game for us. Two great teams going at it, and like last year, it was a great game.
Hopefully. Yeah, a classic game last year. It really was. Brandon, what's that Dover game mean to you, man?
Dover game means a lot because you get to put up for your community, and it's just been a long round for I don't know how many years now, and it's always a good game.
Yeah, here before we got here, and it'll be here when we're long gone, I'm sure.
And I know last year's game, somebody in the room had a big game and a game-winning touchdown, and so I'm going to ask Sam your favorite football moment of your career so far.
Well, that'd obviously have to be last year's Dover game.
Five touchdown passes? And that's got to feel good.
Who's counting, Sam? Really? Who's counting these things? And then last one real quick. Noah, we'll wrap up with you. I want to ask you this, and since Coach is right here, look, don't be shy about it. Is there something that Coach says, a saying that he has, where you feel like, man, I hear this one more time from Coach Dennison, I swear. Is there anything from him? Any of you guys can
speak
up.
Keep it clean.
Any of you guys. Does he say something like, Noah, come on, do this, or anything? Safe bet, Noah. Safe bet, kid. Good job there.
Absolutely. Well, guys, we wish you nothing but the best of luck the rest of the way, and we know five big games in front of you, and stay focused on each one. We look forward to talking about you guys each and every week and talking to your coach each and every week. But thanks for coming in, and good luck against Cambridge.
Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. And again, that's the captains for the New Philadelphia Quakers, Baron May, Sam Zebus, Noah Fulp, and Brandon Weekly. Obviously, Mac Bauer not here due to an injury, but he is a captain as well. So we're going to welcome back in their head coach, Matt Dennison. Coach, great group of captains there.
Yeah, they've done a great job leading our team this year, and it's showing and it's paying off right now. They're persistent with what they do. They keep with it, and they stick to it even when, you know, we're sitting 0-2. You know, they resolve to get better and to get us where we're heading right now.
Absolutely. Your thoughts on Cambridge quickly?
You know, Cambridge, they're struggling this year. They're 1-4, but last week they played Willing Park. They spread it out all over the field last week. They went five wides and scored 27 against Willing Park. They didn't stop them, but they scored the football. And they're a multiple formation team, so they give you a lot to prep for.
Coach, I'll just let you fill in the few blanks here. If the Quakers do what well, they'll come out victorious on Friday.
Well, the big thing we've been talking about this week. Last week we talked talked about, you know, challenging our kids to have perfect discipline, great effort each play, and the challenge to fight. You know, we say, will you quit or will you fight or will you quit? And that was a big challenge last week, those three things. Now, you know, those three things are still going to be important, but the consistency is our big key term this week, and being consistent now and getting better consistently and being steady, because that's what wins championships.
Absolutely. Coach, again, thanks for coming in. Thanks for bringing the guys in on the Big Z Sports Extra Point. We look forward to talking to you Friday after on the way home on the bus ride, and good luck this week.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Yep, that's Matt Dennison, head football coach of the New Philadelphia Quakers, along with his captains, Baron May, Sam Zemus, Brandon Weekly, and Noah Fulp. And, of course, Mac Bauer is a captain as well. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back, and they're going to change sports on you. We're going to talk
a little.
Is that
who's making all that noise
out
there?
It is. All the ladies out there are making all the noise
out
there. They are. But we're going to welcome in the New Philadelphia Lady Quakers volleyball team, the undefeated volleyball team, after this on Z Country 99.9.
Big Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ.
Welcome back into the Big Z Sports Extra Point, presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance, Joe Geckler, and Eric McElroy. We're live in the Parkway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Studios, and we've switched sports on you.
Mm-hmm.
Something we don't do very often in the Extra Point show, hence the name. So again, what'd you say? Bump, set, spike,
yeah,
right?
Yes,
that's
Joe,
very
yes.
good. So we're going to welcome in the Lady Quakers volleyball team and their head coach, Carla Pry. Coach, first of all, congratulations on a 15-0 start. I actually watched some of the match last night on Facebook Live. Adam Soweski was filming the match for us, and you guys are pretty good.
Thank you very much. We are athletic. I will say that it's nice to have as many athletes that we have. We even when we don't play exceptionally great, which we were a little off last night, I thought, but it's nice when you just have that many athletes to be able to count on to go out there and play and get the job done.
Coach, what would you say your team does well here throughout the first part of the season?
You know, we do have a lot of hitters, but in order for the hitters to be able to hit that ball, we have to be able to pass well. So consistent passing, I think, is one of our keys. And also our serving is very aggressive. And I think that keeps the other team off balance. And it's easier for us because they don't get to be able to pass that hit as much as they'd like to.
You talk about serving, and I just looked at your stats on you have 175 aces on the season. That's quite impressive.
It is impressive. When you look at other teams, they don't have usually nearly as many. You're going to be talking to one of our leaders in the ace department here in a few minutes, but Josie Pry has our school record for aces. She last year she had 91 aces. She also got the school record for aces in a set with 16 against Zanesville this year. So that helps out a lot when you have that.
Hey Joe, we'll introduce the girls now since Coach kind of alluded to them.
Well, absolutely.
One of them's she's been here before, I think, right?
Yeah. We have two really good basketball players in here too. Yeah. So we've seen both of these girls, and I know Julie, you play too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll introduce. Go around, Leah. Start off. Just talking to Mike. Introduce yourself. What number and position you play in volleyball?
Oh, I'm Leah. I'm number 15, and I am the right side blocker.
All right. Was that your basketball number too, 15, or I can't remember?
She's 24, I think.
Yeah.
All right, gotcha. Good memory, Joe. Right.
I'm Josie Pry.
Get a little bit closer, could you, Josie?
Josie Thanks. Pry. I'm number 9, and I'm an outside hitter, and I play a back row too.
My name is Julia Ress. I'm number 5, and I'm a junior, and I play front row, outside hitter, and back row as well.
All right. What do you guys contribute maybe some of your early success to? We'll start with Aaliyah there. You guys are on a nice run. You're familiar with nice runs, though. You had a nice run in the basketball season. But what would you contribute to some of your early successes here this season?
I would say a big part, as Coach Price said, is we have a lot of athleticism this year, so that really helps. Also, we love to push each other and compete, and that like really helps on the court. Like, we don't give up, and so when we're down, like when we lose like one set, then we have to come back, bounce back. So that really helps us a lot.
When you lose a set, like only 4 of them so far this year. Set wins 41, set losses 4. We'll start now with Josie here. Josie, maybe one of the things that Coach throughout the year has been preaching to you guys as you're 15-0 throughout the year, one of the things she keeps hitting home, practice in, practice out, one of her mantras, if you will.
She always tells us just to have fun, enjoy what we're doing. So I think that helps a lot when you're just out there enjoying every moment of it. So she also has, she also says always have intensity and excitement, which brings and keeps the momentum going.
Nice.
Josie, I'll ask you another question. This is kind of a personal question, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Is it easier with Coach or is it easier with Mom? Which one is it?
Oh boy, that's a tough one. It just depends. I think it's easier with Mom, I think, just because it's hard to see her as my coach too. But as since I've been playing, it's gotten easier, I think, each year. And each year we get along better, so...
Awesome. Julie, do you ever tell Josie, like, hey, tell your mom to chill out, like, with all this running?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She can get very intense, but she just keeps pushing us every day, and that's what essentially makes us better. So we just go with it.
Mom needs to chill. I'm Coach, just kidding.
Coach, we'll bring you back in. Obviously, this weekend, there's a big tournament you guys are going to. Going to play a lot of Division I high schools. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, this is a tournament up at Perrysburg, up by Toledo. There's eight teams. Five of the teams that are in this tournament are ranked, either in Division I or Division II. We will be starting out our tournament with Highland, which is in Sparta Highland. They are, I think, fifth in Division II, and they are very good. And then you have Strongsville, which is ranked, I think, fifth or sixth in Division I. You have Archbishop Alter, who was in Division II semifinals at the state last year, and they're ranked like 17th. You have Perrysburg, Division I. They're like ranked 17th also. So a lot of great competition. I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Before that tournament, though, Dover tomorrow night,
yes.
Though, right? At Dover.
Yes,
yeah.
We have a big match tomorrow at Dover. It's our Volley for the Cure match. So our girls are wearing their Volley for the Cure shirts tonight.
Is that what they have on right now?
Yes,
here?
That's what we have
very
on.
Very nice.
For
so
the, yes.
Model those, if you will, for Facebook Live.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There you go. A little front and back action. There you go. Yeah. Very cool. Very nice.
So, yeah, that's a big match tomorrow for us, and we're really excited. It's a big week. Riverview is always good, and Dover, obviously... always good in an intense match, and then our tournament on Saturday. Big week for us.
Yeah, of course, Lady Quakers volleyball team putting in work so far, 15-0, and still a lot of work to do. Coach, going forward, what do you think you guys need to improve on here going forward?
We need to stay focused. That was my big thing this week, is to stay focused as we go towards the end of the season. We moved up to Division I this year for tournaments, which is something new for us. We haven't been there for a while. So we'll be going up north for our tournament. So that puts us against Jackson and teams like that. And I'm really harping on the girls on trying to stay focused and intensity, because we're going to see some really good competition come tournament time.
Yeah, get out there tomorrow night as well and support the Lady Quakers volleyball team at Dover. Joe?
Yeah, ladies, we appreciate you taking the time out of your busy prep week. Obviously, the tournament this weekend and that team across the river tomorrow. Mm. So, ladies, we appreciate it. And good luck against Dover tomorrow. Good luck in your tournament. And we can't wait to talk about the Lady Quakers tournament run coming up here in a few weeks.
Thanks, gals.
Yep, absolutely. Again, that's... let's see if I can get all these names correct here. We have Coach Carla Pry. We have, of course, Aaliyah Currents. We have Josie Pry. And we have Julia Ress. Am I right? All right. So I got all of them right.
It is Julia, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry.
All right.
And I believe is your dad Greg?
No, my dad's Doug.
Okay. All right. The Ress family. How about that? But ladies, again, thanks for taking the time out to join us here on the Big Z Sports Extra Point. And that's going to do it for us tonight.
That's it,
we've had a long, not a long show, a very quick show, actually. Again, a big thank you to new Philadelphia head football coach Matt Dennison and his captains for taking time to come in and chat about the season so far. Also, big thanks again to the Lady Quakers volleyball team and Coach Pry for coming in as well. Big Z Sports is back on the air this Friday night. and on 99.9 and online, WTUZ.com, beginning at 5 o'clock with the HeartSource Quality Housing pregame show leading up to your game's kickoff at 7 o'clock for the area's best high school football coverage. Tuned to 99.9 WTUZ and Big Z Sports. Don't forget to listen to the area's most comprehensive postgame show starting at 10. That's this Friday night of Week 6 of the high school football season with Big Z Sports at 99.9 WTUZ. A reminder, if you missed any part of the show, you can find it on our podcast section of WTUZ.com, on Facebook, WTUZ, Big Z Sports, and on Twitter at Big_Z Sports. For Chris Kale, Eric McElroy, I'm Joe Geckler. We'll talk to you Friday night beginning at 5 o'clock right here on Z Country 99.9.
Extra Point has been a production of Big Z Sports, presented by Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday evening at 6 for an in-depth look at our local schools with the coaches and players, and catch the Big Z Sports Show with Joe, Chris, and Eric every Friday from 5 to 11 p.m. right here on WTUZ.